Today, the Prime Minister met the head of AGL to discuss the future of the Liddell Power Station. The meeting raises questions about the future and stability of Australia's national energy grid. Philip Stempien investigates.
The Leader of the Opposition, or Blackout Bill, as many Australians now know.
The Prime Minister will refer to members by their correct titles.
Australians are paying the bill for the blackouts created by the reckless energy policies of the Labor Party.
Canberra has plunged into an energy war with debate on the future of Australia's electricity market as electricity prices soar and summer blackouts loom. The Nationals have called for subsidies for renewables to be phased out within 5 years, a move which Professor Ken Baldwin, Director of the Energy Change Institute, says doesn't take into consideration the true cost of polluting carbon dioxide on the economy, environment and our health.
Now, currently we don't have a price on carbon, and so effectively we are subsidising the fossil fuel industry because it is not paying the full cost of the damage to the economy and to the environment that is a consequence of greenhouse gas emissions. So if we're going to talk about a level playing field, let's talk about a level playing field for carbon emissions and the effect on the economy from that sort of subsidy.
And can you tell me a bit more about the proposed clean energy target? Would that make it more of a level playing field?
So the renewable energy target and the clean energy target are two ways of ensuring that we move down the pathway of decarbonising the electricity sector. The difference between them is that the clean energy target looks at setting a threshold for the emissions of greenhouse gases in terms of tonnes of carbon dioxide produced per megawatt hour. It's one way of effectively placing a price on carbon. Therefore, a way of rebalancing the system so that we're not subsidising fossil fuel generation by ignoring the fact that it's causing damage to the economy and to the environment.
One of the biggest issues for the energy market is the lack of certainty from the government. Professor Baldwin says a policy instrument like the clean energy target could provide certainty in the sector while also helping us achieve our international commitments to reducing carbon dioxide, such as the Paris Agreement.
We need a policy to be in place to provide certainty to industry to invest in this transformation of the electricity sector, which we need to do by the middle of the century. And without a government policy instrument like a price on carbon or a clean energy target, there is no knob that the government can turn to dial up the rate of decarbonisation. So that's why having a clean energy target and having a carbon price are important in order to enable us to achieve not only the current commitments that we have under the Paris Agreement, but also the future commitments that will be needed to reach carbon neutrality by 2050.
Today, the Grattan Institute has released a new paper calling for foresight and planning in the market, not panic. David Blowers is an energy fellow from the Grattan Institute, and he says that despite a ripe environment for investment, no one is building new power stations unless it is government-backed renewables.
No one wants to put their money in a product where the rules are going to change them every couple of months or so. And so the first thing that really needs to be done is for governments, you know, both Commonwealth and state governments, to get together and agree on a central set of policies for the energy sector.
Question Time today focuses on the future of the 47-year-old coal-powered Liddell Power Station. Minister for Environment and Energy Josh Frydenberg says the government's discussions with power station owner AGL will ensure there will be no summer blackouts.
So we need to ensure, as far as possible, that there is no shortfall, and that means having these discussions today with the owners of Liddell, AGL, about all options that are available to them and to the government.
Shadow Minister for Climate Change and Energy Mark Butler says the government has no foresight.
Prime Minister is making this up as he goes along. He really is making this up as he goes along. This was a thought bubble from last week. Still no costings have been made. The industry over the weekend has made it clear that hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars would need to be spent to give this 50-year-old power station a few more years of life. And we want to see what the alternative propositions that the Prime Minister might be thinking of.
David Blowers from the Grattan Institute says the government must not buy the Liddell Power Station.
Buying back Liddell Power Station at the moment would be a mistake for government. There is very little information about whether or not Liddell needs to keep running after 2022. It is very little information about how much it would cost to keep it running after 2022. And the real danger is the government ends up spending an awful lot of money for something that is not going to be necessary. And what we get is a big, expensive white elephant. It would be better for government to take a step back and look at the situation as a whole and put in place a sense sensible, pragmatic plan rather than putting in place a knee-jerk reaction.
Professor Ken Baldwin from the Energy Change Institute says the future of Liddell depends on economics and whether the power plant can operate without being too costly.
Whether the amount of money that you spend on refurbishing the coal-fired power station is more or less expensive than simply investing that money in an alternative generating source like a wind farm or a solar farm. And this, of course, does not take into account the cost of emitting greenhouse gases. If that were taken into the equation, then this would really swing the balance in favour of investing in a new renewable plant rather than band-aid fixing an old fossil fuel generator.
Professor Ken Baldwin, Director of the Energy Change Institute, ending that report by Philip Stempien. We also contacted the Mineral Council but had no response prior to us going to air.